So every phrase okay. This is the first link. You can print it if you want.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if your sound is very loud and it tends to distort, can you turn your sound down a little bit?
I think that is the I think it's your microphone, it's your speaker, because I have it already low.
Okay. Well, and I don't know about this time, but the last time when you played, it distorted.
Let me see.
Yeah,
why.
As if it from your end might be overdriving. But it's not a big problem if you don't have a setting.
No, let me see. I have a setting, but I think I have already very soft recording microphone. Now let's see the levels of microphone. Okay, microphone, for example, like this. Oh, why it goes up? Let me see. Is this sounds better now?
Well, I'll tell when you strum. When you play a chord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's going to be all right.
Okay, I lower it, and then it wants to like go up alone. But let's see, I tried to turn it down.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that'll be fine.
That one, it starts still?
I don't think so. No, that's good. That's good.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. So now, have you sent something or you're about to?
Yes, I sent.
Okay, now I don't see it yet.
Go to the chat room.
Chat room. I'm still not very familiar with this.
The no chat problem. Room. There is a
okay. There
is
video. Show messages. Okay, show that's messages. What I need to do. All right. So now I click on that. Phrasing.
Yes, Fraseo phrasing.
Okay, and now I Entre dos aguas.
Yes, it's based on Entre dos aguas, because we have four chords, which are A minor, B minor, A minor, and B7 flat 9.
Okay.
A minor, B minor, A minor, and B7 flat 9. So chord 1, A minor.
Okay.
You can write it down if you want. Chord number 1, A minor.
Okay. Okay, now let's see. I'm trying to. Okay, now, is that just a standard A minor like that?
Yes, A minor. And then B minor, second chord.
Now, where are you getting your E minor? Is what, like this?
That's B minor.
Well, but you're saying E minor. Normally E minor I have there, but you're playing it at the second fret.
Yes, that's B. B.
B.
B, B of back. Yes.
Oh,
B minor.
B minor. Like that.
That's right.
Then B minor.
That's chord number 2.
Okay.
And then in chord number 3, A minor is chord number 3.
A minor.
Yes. A minor.
That minor. Okay. A minor.
It's chord number 3.
Okay.
And then we have B7 flat 9, this one.
B7 flat 9. Okay, so. Now, I can't, it's hard for me to see both you and the music, but...
B7 flat 9.
Okay. And that's 9, 5, 7, 8. 9, 5, 7. Oh, 9, 5, 7.
Is no, B7 flat 9. So we do either one on the second fret, fifth string.
Okay. One on the
second fret, fifth string.
Seventh or second?
Second.
Fifth string. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Then finger three on the fourth fret, fourth string.
Fourth string. Yes.
And then finger four on the fifth fret, third string. Fifth fret. Last nine. And then we play from the fifth string down.
Okay, let me write this down. It's two, four, five, eight. Open, second, oh, yeah. Okay, so that, and that's the fourth chord. The fourth chord.
That's the fourth chord. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. And now we will learn play phrases for those four chords.
Okay.
So the first phrase.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go, I printed that off, and it'll be easier if I have that in front of me. I'll be right back in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. So now I can see both you and the music.
Yes. Okay, so first phrase.
First phrase.
Then A minor. Second phrase.
Let's see,
let's do one thing. Do you have a blank page to write?
Yes, I do.
But not black. Black, I mean, like this. You can print it one here now. This one. That. This one here. Print one of this.
Okay, you just sent another one, I take it.
Yes, and then we will write some annotations there. Some
All right.
Notes.
So...
That's a good thing, is that you have the printing right away.
Let's see. Oh, I. Okay, phrasio 2. Okay, I just got the video on this one. But what you sent was something to print off.
Yes. It's the last link I sent.
Oh, the last one.
The very last.
Okay.
The one that says tab.
Tab, okay. Okay. And that's HTML. Okay, blank sheet and blank sheet PDF.
Blank sheet PDF.
Okay.
Click that one and then print it because we need to write something there.
Okay, so print.
These ones will be useful if you have three or four pages there by the hand always so that we can write chords like what you were writing, what we were playing before this chord.
Okay, I'll print one now and then I'll make some extra copies later.
Yes, just one we need now.
Okay, and it should be ready. Okay.
Very good. Now, let's write there.
Oops.
Write this.
We'll put
for the second phrase, we will write the exactly second phrase you have there, except two notes. Means we will play this one. Look. One moment, this thing here, this one. So we will play. For phrase two, write the same thing, only thing that we will omit the notes, number, the notes number 6 and 7. Sorry, 7 and 8 we will omit.
7 and 8.
7 and 8 we will omit. So write 7, 8, 5, 7, 8, 5, and then 7, 5 ligado, culo, and 7.
And then 7 down there. Okay. All right.
So we'll sound like this. Be 7, 8. Bruce, play this thing.
Okay.
Finger three, 7th fret.
7th fret.
Because we're reading the second phrase. No, second phrase is 7, 8.
Oh, second phrase. Okay, 8 and 7.
Okay, one moment. Play the first phrase.
First phrase.
Okay, that one sounds. That's right. Now, second phrase would be. No, that's 7 to 8.
Not this?
No. What's the second phrase? Read the second
phrase.
Oh,
we're still on the first phrase? First phrase is...
No, we are not on the first phrase. We are on the second phrase.
Okay.
These phrases are indicated with blue ink.
Okay.
So, in the upper part, in a circle, it says 2.
Right, second phrase.
That one there is 7 to 8. So we do...
what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to just keep the copy, the first copy, and I'm just going to just make a note to not to play the eighth and one, two, three, four, five, six, the seventh and eighth note. Just make
seven
a note.
And eight, just cover it.
Yeah, just put a line through it.
You can cover it there. So to simplify the melody, now number three will be. That's right.
Okay. And that's a nine down there. Practice, but I think I understand it.
That's right. So those four phrases.
All right.
Those four phrases. They all come from the second fingering of the major scale. What is the second fingering of the major scale? Let's play from the first fret. 1, 3, 4.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean. From the major scale.
Yes, the major scales are six fingerings. Six.
Six fingers.
Yes, six fingerings.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. Six fingerings of the major scale.
Like that?
Yes, that's the first one.
Yeah.
And then now the second one?
Well, the second one is what?
It's 1, 3. That's fine. So, we can play that one there on the fifth fret.
Okay.
On the fifth fret. All our notes. All those notes there. The four phrases belong to that scale there, on that position. On
okay, that will put us in A minor. We're playing in A minor, right?
We're playing A minor, B minor, A minor, B7 flat 9. Look, put the one that says. Play the video that says ritmo to play lento. Slow.
I'm sorry?
Is the before this tab thing, just before that, I send you a video that says ritmo to play. First, let's play the video phrasing one so that you can see how the four phrases fit into the four chords.
The video one. Okay, that's...
Video phrasing one. Phrase one. Minor, then A minor, and B Miserer Platner. A minor, B minor, A minor, and B seven flat nine, 4 chords.
Okay. Now you're playing the A minor and B minor at the fifth and the seventh position, right?
That's exactly the same. You can do both. You can play A minor here or here, but it's A minor.
Okay. Now the B seventh ninth.
Yes.
How is that?
Let's write down those two chords.
Okay.
Put pause to the video.
I'm sorry?
Put pause to the video.
Go ahead and play the video?
No. Put pause. Pause to the video.
Pause. Oh, it is paused. It is paused, yes.
Okay, very good. Now let's do. Let's write. B7 flat 9 will be. You can write down in the tab paper. 2 4 5 0 0 starting from the fifth string.
Okay.
Two, four, five, zero, zero.
Okay. 2 4 5 0 0. Okay, so.
That's
well,
one.
That's the one we just we played. I have that one.
On the upper position, you will write from the sixth string, 7 9 7 9, 10 10, 8 8, 0 0 0 0.
Okay, so we have 7 7 9 8
10 7 9 10
7 9 10
8
then and
8.
Then 8.
Okay. A minor, B minor, A minor, and D seven flat nine. With the video that says video slow, ritmo to play slow, is the second last link.
The second to the last.
Second last.
Slow.
Pedro Limo, okay. Slow. That one there. Click that, and then you will see the rhythm is slow.
Thank you.
the other paper. That one I just sent you, Rumba Strong Milter, because that's the room that's strong.
I'm sorry?
That's what I sent you just now.
Okay.
That's the strong that we need.
All right.
One,
and then there's another one that goes, let's see. Two downs with a thumb.
Yes, two downs up there.
Oh, there's only one golpe. It has several accents, but only one golpe. The golpe on the first.
So, thumb down from the bottom. Down. That's the first three things.
The second beat, it really is the thumb down twice. It goes down and then goes down again.
Yes. Read just as it is there. Thumb down, thumb up, middle ring finger down. One and two.
Okay, get this where I can see it, but darn.
Like this. One and two. Just do this. One and two.
Okay.
That's right.
One, and then I'm worried about three, though.
Only thing that one, that two, that's muted. We do like this.
Okay, one and two.
That's right. And our thumb will land on the fifth string while we do that. Okay. And our thumb lands on the muted. Our thumb lands on the fifth.
Okay, now you're talking about the fourth strum now?
No, we're talking about the third note of the strum.
The third note of the strum, and it shows us as two keys down. An accent.
So, one and two.
One, two.
Yes, and then the thumb has to land on the fifth string.
On the fifth.
That's right. The thumb has to land on the fifth. That's right. And now, the next three things are the very same thing. Down, up, down.
Well, that's... Oh, okay, I'm on the... What am I on? Let me print this one off, too.
Yes.
It's awfully hard to read it on the screen as we're talking.
Okay. Well, if you have the luxury of the printer.
It's very close.
That's great.
Okay, and I'll be back just a second.
Fantastic.
Okay, so are we working in Rumba 2 or Rumba 1 at this point?
Rumba 1.
Okay, Rumba 1.
Rumba 1, because we haven't seen all the things there.
Okay, Rumba 1, and so now we... Okay, it's going to take some practice, but I think the last time I did it was okay.
Okay, this is three... read the first three notes. One and two.
Okay, one, two.
And now do the exactly same thing again. No. One and two, and then same thing. You play three notes, and then three notes.
Fourth one is longer because you had that last thumb.
Yes, so we do tap, 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 tap. Take practice, but yes,
I'll be working
okay,
on
so
it.
Now we have to work on this thing, and then in 15 days, the next lesson, then we will check on with the chords, with the four chords. That's the video. That's the other video I sent you. The video that says rhythm to play slow. If you see that video there, it has exactly this strumming pattern with the four chords that we previously mentioned, namely A minor, B minor, A minor 3rd, and B7 flat 9.
Okay.
This is the guitar that you build, eh?
I'm sorry?
That's the guitar that you built, right?
Yeah, this is the one I made.
My God, how can you make a guitar so easily?
Well, I had a good book to go by.
Mamma mia, yeah. Which book is that, eh?
It was published about 1965, and it's still in print as a paperback, and it goes through a lot of information about selecting the woods and the theories of bracing and things like that, and then takes you step by step, making the forms, then using the forms, even making the rosette, how you piece together the little strips of wood into planks, and then the planks into logs, and then you cut them into tiles, and then you, all the details. So
you are an artist besides being an engineer.
What's that?
You are an artist too.
Well, in a way.
Yes, because you have hand ability with the hands, not only.
Yeah, I used
right,
to.
Like engineer, right? Yeah. You're an engineer, software engineer, something.
Yeah, I'm kind of a Renaissance man. But
yeah.
Quite frankly, as I've aged, my eyes, it's getting harder and harder to do work like that, so I don't do much woodworking anymore.
But great.
Oh, it's
great,
a wonderful hobby, yeah.
Yes, wonderful hobby is guitar thing. I admire you because I could never make one.
Well, the one I'm most proud of and the one that's most useful is not this one, but, and I think I showed it before, it's the one
the
I use for traveling. And it means that I have a classical type guitar wherever I go.
And it sounds not very
well. Well, it sounds adequate.
On purpose, it's quiet.
It's quiet. It's on purpose. It's small, so it doesn't renaissance. And I don't use spruce or cedar for it because it's too fragile. So I've got plywood. So it doesn't have the right woods for sound. It has the right woods for durability.
Yes, because and also to travel.
It's what?
To travel.
It's for travel or going on a camping trip and things like that. It's wherever I go, I like to have my guitar. So when I'm home, I have this. When I travel, I have my traveling guitar.
Fantastic. Okay, bros, let's do that.
Okay,
practice
2 weeks.
Lowly. In 2 weeks, we do it.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice week.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay.